Hello, good afternoon. Stacy?
Yes, Stacy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ms. Stacy. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Ms. Stacy, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey about the city of Phoenix. Can you spare me a couple minutes? That's all I'm asking, okay? A couple minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, now, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off the wrong track?
I don't know.
Okay, moving forward. I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again? I'm sorry? Okay. Now, in what year were you born?
Do you really need that?
No, that's optional. That's optional. Okay. Okay, moving forward. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Now, and do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or another race?
Just white.
White, okay. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. What about... I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would be very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number between 1 to 5. More good-paying jobs.
5.
5. What about better street and road maintenance?
5.
What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Better public transportation options?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
4.
Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
That's a 5.
Moving forward, I want to thank you, Ms. Stacy. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. Okay. Now, and would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Would you say it's too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Probably too few.
Too few, okay. Now, in thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Okay, now moving forward, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each piece, tell me no, or if yes, you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, okay? Doctors' offices and hospitals.
More.
So would that be, that would be a yes strongly or yes,
yes
somewhat? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes.
And restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward because we're almost done. Now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
I'd like to see a Costco.
Costco, that if I'm not mistaken, that's like a wholesale, huh? Costco.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, switching gears a bit here, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Probably moderate problem.
Okay. And how much of a how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem?
Very big.
Very big. Okay. Moving forward. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Single-family detached homes.
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Somewhat more.
Okay. What about housing options for seniors?
More.
And townhouses or attached homes?
More.
Thank you. Moving forward. We're almost done here. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
Sixty years?
Wow. Okay.
62 years actually.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Okay. Now I'm gonna read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first next proposal is to, okay, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
And I think that's okay. Important. So what is it?
Okay. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one, okay? Now, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I'm in favor of that.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly favor.
Okay, what about... Bear with me. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat in favor.
Okay, and changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Not really?
Okay, so you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, and repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
I'm strongly in favor of that.
Strongly in favor, okay. Okay, moving forward, we're almost done this now.
Here we go.
Moving forward. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college,
okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 to $125,000?
$75,000 to
$100,000. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Casey. I think you already called me that.
I did from the beginning, but I have to read everything verbatim. Now, Ms. Stacy, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for being kind and taking some time to answer these questions, okay? Enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, I'm sorry I couldn't answer. I was on a call, that's why. I was on a call.